Pharmaceuticals, it's what's for dinner, and groups in the U.S. are suing the federal government over it. The Humane Society of the United States, the United Farm Workers of America, and the Animal Legal Defense Fund filed a lawsuit in San Francisco over a new cocktail of growth-enhancing drugs and antibiotics. Hannah Connor, an HSUS staff attorney, says it's fed to millions of pigs, turkeys, and cows. She says they filed a lawsuit over the FDA's failure to investigate the long-term effects of the drugs.
We think that they need to take a really hard look and make sure that when approving these varieties of drugs that have huge impacts, not only to the environment, but also to animals and to workers and to human health, that they really need to do a meaningful review.
At the center of the lawsuit is the drug ractopamine, as well as combinations of this drugs with other growth hormones and steroids, many of which have been banned in other countries, such as China and Russia, because of risk to human health. Connor says studies that have been conducted in the U.S. regarding the drugs are troubling.
What they actually showed was some real concern, especially when the drug is absorbed directly by a human.
She adds the overuse of these drugs can make humans resistant to antibiotics used in medicine to treat human illnesses. Other major concerns for the groups are what they say are well-documented adverse effects the drugs have on the animals, the exposure of the drugs the farm workers face, and the vast amount of animal waste from large-scale farms, which leaches into water and soil and can adversely affect wildlife. According to the Humane Society of the United States, the FDA has never prepared an environmental impact statement or an environmental assessment on the combined effects of the drugs. The lawsuit asked the court to set aside the FDA's approval of the drugs until the agency performs a review, which is required under federal law. For California News Service, I'm Monique Coppola.